Country 89. That is Lindsay L. And I Don't Love You. It is 2:51. And we have Lindsay L. on the phone with us right now. How you doing, Lindsay?
I'm so good, girl. How are you?
I am doing pretty good. I'm so happy to be talking to you. And I'm happy that you have time right now to talk to me, because I know that the holiday season can be kind of crazy and ridiculous. And we were talking off air about how, for you especially right now, it's kind of all over the place.
It has been pretty crazy. I love touring so much that I do it pretty much constantly. But we just got back from 3 weeks in Europe. We were in the UK and Germany touring with a few artists over there, having so much fun. And then we got back and we're in Nashville for about 10 hours and then went over to the West Coast. And so it's been like a crazy past like 5 weeks.
But now we're finally getting into... the calm in between the storm, because as soon as Christmas hits, of course, everything kind of goes crazy all over the place. Have you had time to work on your new upcoming album amidst all of this, or has it been kind of tour focus?
I have. I have been writing and recording. We have the first bit of the next record recorded. We're going back in the studio in January, and I'm so excited about this new music. I cannot wait for you guys to hear it. I feel like I've been working with the producer I've always dreamed of working with in town, and I'm just so excited about it. I Don't Love You is, of course, the first thing that we wanted to say on this next project, but yes, there's a lot of new music coming.
And speaking of I Don't Love You, it's an absolutely fantastic song, but it doesn't really fit the vibe of a lot of your other singles. So what was the process behind this, and when did you know this is exactly what I need to do and it's what I need to put out right now?
From the minute I heard I Don't Love You, you know, the first day, heard it back in the studio, and the minute we recorded it, and I was just sitting there listening to the vocal, and I'm like, man, I really feel like this is a song that people can relate to. I feel like it's honest, I feel like it's real, and that's what music is about, you know. It's that universal language to connect us all together. And we've been playing it out live a little bit, and we just got back from Germany. And here we were playing in parts of the country where English is definitely their second language. Some of them did not really know how to say anything in English. And yet they listened to the song, and they could understand it and feel something from it. And I had girls in the front row crying across the side of the world, on the other side of the world in Germany, crying, listening to I Don't Love You. And so that's when you know when a song's real and when it's really impactful.
I'm going to be honest with you. The first time I heard it, I may or may not have cried a little bit, because it's every single time. It's one of those songs where you wish that you had it in the past, but you're so happy to have it now for if anything in the future, you know, you can put it on and just be like, okay, I'm going to have a me moment. I'm going to just chill for a second and feel things. And with this song, is this going to be kind of a reflection of the new album? Does it have this vibe, or is it just kind of its own standalone, feel something, let's go and have some fun?
Yeah, you know, this next album is going to be everything I've been through in the past couple of years, like going through a breakup, going through all the stages of figuring out who you are, you know, going through the tunnel, doing the work, coming out the other side of somebody who is ready to take control of their life.
That is fantastic. And trust me when I say I'm putting this song on everywhere. I'm playing it all the time because it is great. And I can't wait to see what comes out with the album when we do get to hear it. But you've had a bit of a crazy year, and you had your first career number one in the States with Brantley Gilbert. How was that whole process? Like, how was the feelings of knowing and being nominated for CMAs with him? Like, what was all of that like?
It all felt kind of surreal, to be honest, because I've gone to bed praying, dreaming of having a number one song in America. You know, we got that with Criminal a few years ago in Canada, and then to wake up and have a number one song in America, it felt so surreal. And it happened during CMA Awards week, being nominated for my first time, being a part of the show with Little Big Town. It was just like everything was happening at once. It was pretty cool.
I'm very happy that you have this, and hopefully we can get I Don't Love You to that point as well. And honestly, I feel like that's where that is going. There is one thing that I always ask everybody at the end of me talking to them, and that's, if you had to pick one place and one person, doesn't matter when, doesn't matter where, they could be dead or alive, who would you perform with and where would you perform?
My goodness.
Yeah.
Hendrix Woodstock.
Yeah? That would be absolutely fantastic. I just want to thank you so much for taking the time to hang out and talk with me today.
Girl, thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys just supporting I Don't Love You and supporting me from the beginning. I appreciate you guys so, so much.
Oh, absolutely. We support talent when we hear talent, and that is definitely what you are.
Awesome, Paulina. Thank you.